Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family. Gave me new hopes that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding He still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding He still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I am a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream that flows, and peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream that flows, and peace that only is redeemed to know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Carried the cross on that day, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the cost, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love a mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, is mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled a stone away, and he rose from the dead. Because he loved me, because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love a mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man, but on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away, and he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love a mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me.
He carried him away, placed him in a holy grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of him. That's what they did with us. He thought when they terminated, that would be the end of us. But the Lord gave us another platform beside theirs. I could never exist in their, program. Mm-hmm. I won't last very long. If I had to preach in there, I'd make one service, and the superintendent would come in. And we don't preach that here. I would have had to tell them about God sending a prophet. Well, they won't accept that, so they put me. They would have to get rid of me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they did with Brother Jackson. He wasn't the main preacher in that Methodist church. He used to be in the Methodist church, and then when the pastor would leave, he'd just tell him to take over the preaching for that Sunday, and he had to go somewhere, and then he just got the revelation on predestination, so of course, he preached predestination. Well, he found out the Methodist Church doesn't believe in predestination, you know? And so Monday morning, this stranger comes driving in his yard and went to talk with him. And then he told him, Brother Jex, he said, you're a good man, you're a good preacher, but we don't, the Methodist Church decided we don't believe in predestination. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you want to, we decided that you have to go to 3 years of seminar before he let you, before he could take over the preaching part. Wow. He didn't know what to say because he saw it in the scriptures and, well, he wasn't going to argue with the guy, so he had to pick up his bags and leave the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord got him down to the ministry of Brother Branham, and that's how that can be. And we'd be doing the same thing. They would make sure I'd never become preacher in that compound if I would have stayed there. And the Lord knew that. He had to take me out of there.
Yeah,
plant the good tree. I couldn't plant the good tree in there. Mm-hmm. I got to go on with the Gestapo thing. I couldn't talk the truth that you and I are talking here. And there, because the first thing I would have to tell people, God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't believe that God sent the prophet. I would, like I say, I wouldn't last very long. And then, like I say, first of all, they would make sure I never get the job, you know. It's all commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord knows what we're about, so he put us on this course and he gave us something real. We had to go through through his schooling, not to the seminary,
mm-hmm.
not to that Hutterite schooling. We had to go to the Lord's schooling, and we found out God sent the prophet, and that's what we talk about. God, that's our main thrust, you know, our main theme, that God sent the prophet, and from there you carry on. And then we found out the prophet brought turned us back to the Word, and back to the Word, water baptism in Jesus' name. So we did that, and then we just moved on, and eventually the Lord moved on us to start up a website, and like I say, they thought, surely they'll get rid of them. They'll get rid of us.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the Lord said it just had a different job for us. Yeah, they, if I was in there, I won't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's God's program we're about. We're about the Lord's business. Mm-hmm. We don't care what they do. They're just commercialized Christianity. And they never tell you the truth. The only weapon we have, the weapon of truth. If we let go of that weapon, the weapon of truth, and then we have no weapon. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Because it's Jesus plus, plus the message for your day. And because Jesus has those seven stars in his hand. And that is Jesus plus the message for your day. And the message for your day. People is not that attractive for people,
especially in Lydia's here, mm-hmm. where everybody wants their lukewarm,
mm-hmm.
the lukewarm stuff, you know.
Yeah, indeed.
And then they don't like what we hear, they sort of chill out. I noticed people that used to listen, they kind of chill out after a while because we're saying things that doesn't fit the pattern. They don't fit their narrative. And that's what they do. They go find somebody that'll tickle their ears, and then they chill out, and they go somewhere else because they can't handle the truth that we're saying here. But see, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages.
Assured that in his shadow
I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust in man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge of my knees. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on last thing I will rest in the blessed
rock of ages. Assured in his shadow, I am safe from harm. He said he will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on his everlasting arms. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. He said he'll be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubles. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on
his everlasting arm.
I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. Assured that in his shadow I am safe.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? To hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? To think just for you on the cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when enough to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels?
Do you know how does it feel to know you're a child of the King?
His Heavenly Father owns everything.
How does it feel to know
you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me,
do you know how it feels?
Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted
and tears started flowing
the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed? And it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed? And it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you
still get a feeling you're not home, knowing heaven is real till.
Do you know how it feels?
Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Oh, the judgment day is coming, what an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, you're in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. As the sounding of the trumpet at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasure with their treasure will forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me.
Yeah, if we would be living in a perfect world, they would do what I told them. Back to the day, they would take their servants that they have, they were set up by an antichrist. They would take them and they'd burn them up. And they would do it. Instead of going over there reading these old sermons, they would just go there and listen to what we're saying here in the perfect world. Mm-hmm. Because we're telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. The perfect world, you tell people the truth. You don't have this commercialized Christianity. That's what we have here. See, we're not in charge of this program. God is in charge of this program. He moved on us to go plant the good tree. How do you plant the good tree? Well, we were in an organization that was not a good tree. I wanted more, but you can't have more. You can only have what the superintendent allowed you to have. Mm-hmm. Like in the Methodist Church, you can only tell, you can only go so far. Well, the Lord saw our need, and He wanted to, He took us out of there, and then He took us and took us to the ministry of all ministries in the closing days of time, and the ministry of Brother Branham, and He came to turn us back to the Word of God, and that's what we did. We went back, and we got baptized in Jesus' name. We did everything the Lord told us to do. Then He told us to start His website up, and like I say, if we would be living in this perfect world, then they would just do exactly what I told them. Take your servants and burn them up. They might be 100% the truth even, but it's what they don't tell you. They're not going to tell people what we're telling them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you that this is the final chapter for mankind. And because they won't allow it. Yeah, they'll talk about it, but they ain't going to do nothing about it. So you and I did something about it. We just went and we did exactly what the Bible said. We went and got baptized in Jesus' name. But that wouldn't fit their program, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they have a Satan is the head on it. They have a commercialized way of preaching, you know. You gotta go there and around 6 o'clock, whenever, you gotta go and listen to their old servants that you've heard 100 times already. The same old, same over and over again. But you're forced to go there, even if you don't want to. It's just part of the program. You're in that system, and you're sleeping in their bed, and you eat their food. You gotta do what they tell you to do. It's just that simple. But see, it's just a commercialized Christianity. It's so deceptive. But see, we're for real. We don't follow the pattern like they did. We don't follow their blueprint. In fact, we don't follow nothing. We got the Lord's blueprint. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before His judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, my feet are. God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. Look, I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done. That's Revelation 22, verse 13, or verse 12. Look, I'm coming soon. That's Jesus talking. Mm-hmm. And my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done. Jesus is coming back. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who have washed their robes so they can have access to the tree of life and can enter into the city by the gates. Certain conditions. Mm-hmm. You and I have done that. We have washed our robes, and we have washed our robes, and we have now access to the tree of life, to the tree of truth. That's why we're telling people the truth. We met the conditions, and now we're just continuing on with the program. And then this is what the Lord gave me this scripture the other day. Outside are the dogs. Well, you got to find out who's on the inside and who's on the outside. What's the top of here? Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood that's out there. And draußen sind die Hunde. Und draußen sind die Hunde und die Zauberer und die Huren und die Totschläger und die Abgöttischen und alle, die Lied haben und tun die Liege. That's what you see out there. That's, we're in and they're out. Anybody that's not connected to this entire message, exactly what we're doing here on a day-to-day basis. And it's not a very popular message because the proof is in the pudding. We got a lot of people that used to tap in, but now they're not tapping in anymore because it's the things we're saying, it's pretty hard to digest. And then people are used to get their ears tickled, so what they do, they just chill out and they go somewhere and listen to somebody that kind of tickles their ears.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so challenging. See, our thing is challenging. We're not doing our own thing. I woke up the other day, the Lord woke me up and he gave me that scripture, Dawson Cindy Hunde. Well, it's up to me. I know pretty well what he was trying to tell me. We got to find out now when we got to tell the people who these dogs are, you know? And then we say things exactly the way the Lord wants us to say it, and we let you know people live outside of this message of Brother Branham. It's not a very popular message, especially the people we come out of, these Hutterites and these Amish and these Mennonites. It's a no-no, you know? And they don't have it on their blueprint. They don't have it on their sermon that God sent the prophet. Like I say, the deception is so great out there. And their sermons, it could be 100% the truth, what they're telling you. But it's what the deception makes it. It's what they don't tell you. They're not going to tell you here in the church, say the Laodicea, that God sent the prophet. And if they do, they'll be put in the outs. The superintendent will come walking out and driving into the land and tell that preacher, you can't preach that here. We don't believe it. See, that's why the Lord had to take us out of there. Now we're our own thing. Now we're allow ourselves to be led and guided by the Spirit of the living God. And if you want truth, you can come here and you can check in and you can tap in and you can listen. But then we have to say sometimes, we have to say things that's not very readily accepted, you know, like you were saying the other day. Where did you find that? In Isaiah, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. I'm going to read you something here. I heard a voice of the sovereign master say, "Whom shall I send? Who will go on our behalf?" I answered, "Here am I, send me." He said, "Go and tell these people, listen continually, but don't understand, look continually, but don't perceive. Make the hearts of these people callous, make their ears deaf, and their eyes blind, otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, that their hearts might understand, and they might repent and be healed." And I replied, here's the text, "How long, sovereign master?" And he said, "Until the cities are turned into ruin, and unpopulated, and houses are uninhabited, and the land is ruined and devastated." In other words, he said, "Preach what I tell you until there's nobody left." So it's no surprising when they hear us talk, and then they chill out because we're saying things that kind of ruffles their feathers, you know,
mm-hmm.
Rub that pussycat the wrong way, you know, and that cat, he just purrs when you just keep stroking it the right way, you know. Oh man, she loved that. He stretches herself and she loved this. He starts purring and oh, she loved that. But the minute you stroke her the back way, oh, then she gets mean and rough. And that's the way human nature is. When you tell them something that they don't fit the narrative, that there's something that they haven't been told, or something that isn't completely opposite to what they want there, then of course they'll start raising a, throwing a fit, a fizzy fit. But see, we can't do, I mean, we can only talk about what the Lord puts on our heart. Otherwise, we're sellouts if we don't do that. Mm-hmm. Then we'll fall into that judgment. The judgment is coming. We have to do what the Lord moves on us to tell us what to do. Yet, back in the day, he all was out of that compound, out of that, with a strong and mighty arm. He moved on us, and all he did, all he had to do, Sam, I want you to go tell the truth, tell these people exactly what this whole thing is about, tell them the spirit that's driving it, and they'll do the rest. You know, you won't have to do that. Just tell them the truth, and because they can't handle truth, they'll put you out exactly like what they did with Jesus. They thought it'll be the end of that man. Mm-hmm. They thought, when they get rid of us, that'll be the end of us. And that, but see, what the Lord, he just told us to start up a program, and then he told us to start up a website, and we're just doing what he tells us to do. And now everybody around the world has access to hear us. But see, it's in the last days, it's the truth will be spoken of. It's not something that's readily accepted. They're not going to roll out the red carpet for us. And you got to accept that, then you got to do what you got to do. I'd rather tell people the truth. I told this one guy, told him about baptism in Jesus' name, and he was ready to throw me out of his house, and I noticed that. So I told him, I said, I'd rather you threw me out of your house for telling you the truth than me telling you a lie and you whine and dine me for telling you a lie. Because eventually you'll find out I'm telling you the truth. Well, it didn't go over too well. That's the thing of it. That's why a lot of people that used to list was a deal. Oh, man. The first thing in the morning, they would tap in and they want to know what we're saying. And then all of a sudden, we must have said something that didn't kind of fit the narrative. You know what I'm saying? It didn't tickle their ears the way they taught it should, and then what they do, they figure if they chill out, you know, like the ostrich, you know what the ostrich does? When the danger comes or when he does something that he doesn't like, he puts his head in the sand and he figure, well, that's what a lot of people do. They figure mm-hmm. if they chill out, then they don't hear it, then everything will be good mm-hmm. because they don't hear it. But see, that judgment day is coming just up the road here and our generation. But see, we just got to do what we got to do. We got to tell people the truth, because the minute we don't tell them the truth, we lose our weaponry. Then we have no fight left mm-hmm. in us. They just pack it in and go have fun in the sun. But we can't do that. We got to do what the Lord tells us to do. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. You know the situation around the world, Lord. You know everybody can see that you're coming is nigh at hand, Lord. And we just want to invest everything that we know to invest into your coming and into your word. And a lot of people, they go out and they buy gold and they make investments, but we want to invest in the heavenly things. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, and talks about storing up treasures in heaven, Lord. That's the only investment that we're about, Lord. So we just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people. You just give them understanding. Then help us to continue telling people the truth, telling them it exactly the way you want it said, Lord. And I pray you just continue to keep us salty and to keep our lights all trimmed and burning, Lord. You see, we're very rapidly approaching the ending of all things, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to be faithful and true. Open the hearts of the people, Lord, and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is the only thing that's left in this world. We're the only two people that tell people the truth, because we have the full counsel of God. We can go back, and you can go back with us in Ephesians chapter 1, way back before there was even a planet, before there was an angel, and that great God, that great eternal spirit that was always in, has always been and will always be, he sat down and he wanted a family. And before he could make that family, he had to make an infrastructure. So he made himself a blueprint. And he said everything was predestinated, ordained way back in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Bible was written before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. See, you and I, like I say, we got the full counsel now. We can take, we can go right back where everything originated, and the mind and the thought of God. And it's a wonderful picture when you see it the way you and I see it. And like I say, we have to say things that people chill out. They figure if they don't listen to us, then it'll go away. But see, that word is just going to continue on and continue, and all of a sudden the truth keeps marching on, and it'll march right into the coming of the Lord. It'll march right into the day of the Lord, and everything that's happening, everything that's in the scriptures is rapidly approaching. Israel is being restored. All you gotta do is open up your eyes, and you're gonna see that Israel is being restored. This fighting they have over there with these terrorists and all these people. At the end of the day, Israel is going to go out there and do exactly what it says over in Isaiah 60. And they're going to show the world how to fight for it, because behind it is the Spirit of the living God. He's going to do it through his servant Israel. He's not going to do it to Donald Trump and to America that compromises when the heat is there, when it gets a little bit tough. But he's going to do it through Israel, through that to Bibi and that war machine, the IRS. That's exactly what it says in the Bible. He'll do it by his servant Israel, and he'll show the world how to fight war, and they're not going to compromise with Qatar and all these terrorists and all these Muslims. They're going to go right to the heart of the thing, and the heart of the thing is up in Jordan, up in Eden. That's where all these things are being hatched out, and God's going to show them how to fight. But see, we're just letting people know exactly what will happen, and the world doesn't like to hear what we're saying, and then they like kind of a soft Christianity thing. But see, we got to do what we got to do, and even if people chase it out, he told Isaiah, just go out there and preach until there's nobody left. That's exactly how it is today. We gotta tell people the truth. But the minute we don't tell people the truth anymore, then we lose our weaponry. The Lord just comes down and takes our way. If we compromise with the world, then like I say, if you don't have the weapon of truth, then you got no weapon. It's just that simple.
That's right. But it says in Isaiah 6:10, make the heart of this people fat. Make the hearts of these people calloused, and make their ears deaf and their eyes blind. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, their hearts might understand, and they might repent and be healed. See, what these prophets did, they preached for many years, you know, and after a while people just developed thick ears. You know, that's how it works. And after a while, it just becomes part of their everyday life, just like it was in the days of Noah. He preached for 100 years, and it just became part of their everyday life. There was Noah preaching away, and no flood was on the horizon on their eyesight. When the flood did come, all of a sudden, it came by surprise. And that's how it is with humanity. Develop a calloused heart, you know, and their mind, it becomes part of everyday life, and then they start to ignore it. And then they start to chill out. Oh, they've said that 20 years ago, and it still hasn't happened yet, you know. But that's how God means when he says, when it says here, make the hearts of this people fat, callous their hearts, because if you preach away and repeat yourself on and on the message for your day, after a while people just develop a fat, callous heart, and they don't hear you anymore. But that's the part where people need to stay sensitive to God, and because one day that destruction does come. That sixth seal in Revelation is going to come, the day of the Lord. That's the sixth seal where the wrath of God is poured out. See, there are seven seals in the book of Revelation that it covers the grace age period, and it covers the week of Daniel. So, and that's really building that building that it talks about in the book of Revelation. And outside of that are the dogs, the whoremongers and the scourcers. Outside of that spiritual city that God is putting together. And it's built on the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That's what that city is built on. And the 12 gates, that's you come into the gates to the Old Testament, to the prophets, you know, it's all beautifully put together. But it requires a person to respect the Word of God and to walk by the Spirit of God. If you don't, you know, the cares of this world just come in. And that's what it means, like outside are the dogs. That's where they are. If a person doesn't walk according to the Word of God, to the Spirit of the living God, then outside is all that evil.
Amen to that, because outside of ministry, brother, that's the only thing we're holding on to. And the church age leaders said, that's the only thing that really matters, that you can put your trust in, because this is the only thing that's worth fighting for, because we've read it over and over again, that what Jesus said, this will be eternal life. I cannot get away, because it's a foundational principle of the whole idea of the hour we're living in. This will be eternal life. Anything outside of what Jesus said, anything outside of that channel, anything outside of the message of these seven angels, he said he's going to send them. And then in first chapter and the book of Revelation, we can tell you exactly who he said when John turned around and he saw Jesus standing there with seven stars. And then he goes on to explain the seven stars are the seven angels to the seven church ages throughout the great age. That's the only thing that you can trust, like I say, in the early church and the church of Ephesus. The angel took the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul, and everybody that was sitting under that umbrella of the Apostle Paul, they had eternal life via the scripture. That's the way it kept going and going all throughout the great age. And the days of Martin Luther, the people that came and sat under the ministry of Martin Luther, they had eternal life. But see what the devil does. Like I was saying earlier, in the perfect world, everybody would have just listened to what Martin Luther had to say, and then until John Wesley came on the scene. But see what the devil does, he sends back and he sends in these antichrists, he sends in these yakabooters, and we keep repeating it because it's the only thing that's worth repeating, because you're dealing with a brainwashed society out here that be told different than what we're telling them. We're telling people the truth, and if only all those people back in the church age of Sardis would have just listened to what Martin Luther had to say, the just shall live by faith, everything would have been hunky-dory, and then they would have lived like that until John Wesley came on the scene, and that was the message of that angel that spoke to the vocal cords of John Wesley, and he spoke for 100 years, and then in 1906, along comes the church age of Laodicea, and along comes that angel, and they took the vocal cords of William Branham, and he told the church age of Laodicea how to live, what to do, to go take us back to the Bible, take us back to the Word, and then when he goes off the sea, that angel took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson to continue on with the program, and then when they go off the sea, he found you and I faithful to hold on to the things that have been firmly established for the church age and the church age of Laodicea. That's all we're doing. All we gotta do is keep the thing alive that's been dying. And we go right back, right? And it's all built on the foundational principle of Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The apostle and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That hundred thing is the only fire to stay. They go back to Yakabuter. That's their foundation. Well, our foundation goes back where Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. We go right back, and the things that we're saying, they're 100% accurate. Because it's the only thing we can talk about. We can only thing that talk about things that matter for the day and the hour we're living in. And like I said the other day, giving that scripture the outside or the dogs. Well, you got to find out where the inside is and where the outside is. And we took scripture. We told you where the inside is. The inside is everything that's under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That's where the inside. And anybody that's out there is opening himself up to these antichrists and to these seducing spirits and to these doctrines of devil. Why would anybody want to go through life knowing very well he's being deceived by these seducing spirits and by these doctrines of devil when he can sit in the canopy under the foundation of truth, under the weaponry of truth, when you hear us say, this is eternal life that they believe in them, and I will say, and the only thing that he said here is Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Therein is eternal life. And like I say, anything outside of that, it's going to take you out to hell and that, whether people like it or not. That's why the road is wide, and many there be that walk on it because they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, and the perfect world, that's the only thing that would be preached out there, exactly mm-hmm. what we're saying here. But see, we're not living in a perfect world. We're living exactly where Jesus said and warned that the deception will be of such magnitude that it will deceive the very elect. That whole thing out there, the John Hagees and the Joel Osteens and the Billy Graham and the Jimmy Swaggers of this world, they're just Satan's weaponry of mad deception, what Jesus said. The deception will be so great that it will even deceive the very elect, if it would be possible. Mm-hmm. But see, the Lord has honed us out to tell people the truth. And if we were living in the perfect world, that's the only thing that's worth listening to. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. And we know we're living in a world where people don't want no accountability, Lord. And they find themselves preachers that will itch their ears and preach whatever they want to hear, Lord. And it says in your word that in the last days, that's what's going to happen. And you can see that people just don't want no accountability. So they just go and find themselves teachers that will let them get away with things and not tell them the truth, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us. Keep us on that straight and narrow path, Lord, where we can be salty and be of service to you. Because at the end of the day, all that will matter is if we have done the work that you have called us to do. So we pray, Lord, that you'll give us the strength, the ability to be found faithful and true till the end. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.